So here we have another one of those classic Jesus stories. Another old chestnut. We know it by heart. Jesus tells the disciples to go take a colt and the owner will let it go. Crowds gather along the road and lay down clothes and palm branches on the path. People are shouting, "Hosanna," meaning "save us," to Jesus. And once again, we could just gloss over the story and move on through Holy Week. We could skip over Jesus' entry into Jerusalem, move through the Last Supper, the crucifixion, and rejoice in our Easter surprise. But what if we paused here? Pause just long enough to challenge ourselves a little bit. What if we stopped to try to understand what Palm Sunday means to us and what we're to do with it today? The parade Jesus sparks is a new kind of parade. It's not the conquering hero entering the city or the emperor coming in on a war horse. As he enters, the people recognize that he is a king, but he's a different kind of king. The people hone in on Jesus as the individual. Cries of Hosanna are lifted up in celebration of the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Cheers are raised for the coming of the kingdom of our ancestor David. But the crowds are fixated on the arrival of the Son of Man and the hope placed that Jesus will spare them from the oppression and suffering they are experiencing. If we compare Gospels, we start to get a fuller picture of what was really taking place. The Gospel of John focuses on Jesus as king, but the Gospel of Mark focuses on the coming kingdom. So what's the difference and what are we supposed to do about it? When we focus on Jesus, the embodiment of a Savior, we identify with what we want to be saved from. Usually, this means asking to be saved from hell and granted entry into heaven. This view focuses on the rewards we seek for ourselves, what we want out of the deal. And that view mirrors a good deal of what popular culture and society reflect around us. Focus on what's in it for you and taking as much as you can while you can get it. But that's not how God's kingdom works. Have we not heard very clearly, especially during this Lenten season, that to enter God's kingdom, we must serve before we are served? Remember from John 3? All who do wicked things hate the light and don't come to the light for fear that their actions will be exposed to the light. Whoever does the truth comes to the light so that it can be seen that their actions were done in God. How about from John 12? Those who lose their lives, those who love their lives will lose them. And those who hate their lives in this world will keep them forever. Whoever serves me must follow me. Wherever I am, there my servant will be also. My Father will honor whoever serves me. These words from Jesus weren't disconnected from the entry into Jerusalem. In fact, they were a call for followers to not just chant, but to act. So it's not just what we want to be saved from. It's what do we want to be saved for? To what purpose? Are we content to enter with Jesus into the messiness of life? Or do we try to raise ourselves, Jesus, and the church above the messiness of life? Are we going to join the popular culture, lifting up just thoughts and prayers? Or are we going to act, serving the Savior we follow? We've got tons of opportunity. This weekend, we had the messiness of our human impact on God's creation. Sure, we could just pray for a healthier planet. Or we could participate in events like Earth Hour last night, where between 8:30 and 9:30 p.m. local time around the world, people turned off their lights and their televisions and their electronics and went without power for just 1 hour. And the savings and the resources invested in our planet to generate the energy that millions of people around the world doing one thing for 1 hour are staggering. Or we could just search for Earth Day activities coming up in April and join in healing and preserving creation. Yesterday, we also faced the messiness of violence in our schools. My family and I joined hundreds of thousands of people nationwide who participated in the March for Our Lives. We didn't just offer thoughts and prayers, but provided a visible sign of the need for tangible change and directly called upon our political leaders to stop the rhetoric and take rapid steps to restore safety and security to our youngest and best hope for our future, our children. Here in South Killingly, we have the messiness of grief and loss. In order for us to launch a Stephen ministry, we need those willing to work with Donna and Ruth to learn how to care for those facing deep grief and loss, and guide them through the power of the Holy Spirit toward healing and hope. If we leave it to someone else to do, we're no better than just offering thoughts and prayers, and we're no closer to entering God's kingdom. And then there's the messiness of seeking others out. Those who desperately need God's grace, peace, and love in their lives. I can tell you that I send no less than 3 notes each week to people who we haven't seen here, reminding them that no matter who they are or where they are on life's journey, they are welcome here. That a better life awaits them here. That the entry into God's kingdom awaits them here. Are we each taking their hand, offering them peace and bringing them to the parade? Or are we just lifting up thoughts and prayers, watching as the procession toward God's kingdom marches by us? Jesus is entering Jerusalem in a new way. He brings with him an untamed, unknown way of doing things. Is it scary? Sure. Is it uncomfortable? Absolutely. But nothing good comes from complacently watching from the sidelines. Author Debbie Ford said, "Growth is usually uncomfortable. If you're looking for comfort, you will more than likely feel tired and old earlier than you want. And the misery of your caged soul will always be looming nearby." Isn't that what our hosannas are for? Isn't that what we're asked to being saved from? To save us from the misery of our caged souls? Abraham Lincoln said, "When I do good, I feel good. When I do bad, I feel bad. That's my religion." So how will you spend this Holy Week? I would beseech you to come to each of the services and experience Jesus walk firsthand, and to reflect on how you are feeling called to join in the parade instead of watching from the sidelines. Come to Westfield this Thursday night. Join Pastor Jonathan and I, as well as embracing a special meal, a betrayal foretold, and a somber end. Come to the procession of the cross on Friday at Davis Park, that you might lift your own cross and carry it with you. Come to the Easter egg hunt on Saturday. Even if you don't have little ones of your own, and experience energy and signs of new life emerging before you, come to Allen Hill Tree Farm bright and early next Sunday morning and look and see as we find an empty tomb. Join us later Easter Sunday at 10:30 here, where our alleluias can finally be raised again in celebration of a victory over the grave. Join in service of the servant, so that we may each be part of the parade and walk toward entry into God's kingdom, the most glorious reward of all. Join in the messiness of life, not in thoughts and prayers, but in presence and action. Amen.